1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
Bob Green joins us, the CEO of Fraser Foods. You said that you are, and Bob, thank you for joining us as the store closes. I know that you guys are doing a little bit of inventory and stocking. You said there's a problem, and you said there's a solution to what we're about to discuss. The curious thing for me is how you, in the retail grocery business, how you get involved in this problem we're talking about.
Well, Phil, I'll tell you why, and thank you again for having me on your program, because it's always a pleasure to talk to you and your audience, Phil.
Thanks for joining us.
I think as a retail, being in the retail grocery business, as I have been for 25 years, and owning as many different outlets as we do at Fraser Foods, you come to know people. And you certainly come to know the lady of the house. She is the primary individual that we do see during the day. Certainly see everybody after the work hours are over and when people are shopping in the evening. But we do get to know women and the way they relate to their children and the way they relate to their families. And we take that very seriously. We do consider it. You hear the advertising, and sometimes you wonder if it's true, but we do consider that a sacred trust, and we try to serve families the best way we can.
All right, let's talk about the problem that you're on to talk about and what this solution is.
Well, obviously, within the last many months, there have been a lot of very disturbing reports of people looking or watching or viewing adult films in their cars as they're driving home. And what's disturbing about this is that children can see this, or at least that's what we're told by the families who report this kind of activity. You'll often hear of people driving down a freeway, and they can see inside of another car an individual looking at an adult film. On the surface, that's disturbing. If you scratch a little bit deeper, you know what the real issue is. And I want to say, before I say what I'm about to say, I want to say that I have a great sensitivity to the American family, and I'm a father as well. But I also am a big fan of the truth. What happens is children are often used, Phil, as the excuse for a larger agenda or for an ulterior motive.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I know that children are used in a variety of political points of view, but how could a child possibly be used in something like this? You're talking about parents with children.
Well, I want to tell you.
But we're talking about parents with children driving down the road, and they look at another car, and there's somebody in there watching an adult film that's visible to the child.
Well, I'm going to tell you. That is not really the big problem. The bigger problem is there are a lot of frustrated women in our society. They may be unhappy with their marriages. They might be lonely. They might be simply wanting something better. What happens with a lot of women, and they're not really going to admit this to you, it takes a degree of sensitivity to get them to face it, is that when a woman is driving down the road and she looks off to her right or looks off to her left and sees someone looking at an adult film, at a porn movie, she sees something that's missing in her marriage. She sees something that...
What is she... what's on the screen?
She is looking at a level of passion that's missing in her marriage, and it upsets her. The first thing that people do...
Well, I don't know.
Now, believe me, Phil, I've worked around... I'm the manager of a grocery store. I don't know of anybody that works around, you know, has more female customers than a grocery store. She sees something on that screen, a level of passion that's missing in her marriage. She doesn't want to admit that, so she uses the first thing that comes to hand, and that's the kid. And says, you know, oh, it's bothering my child. And I just think that it's not right of her to use the kid. What she should do is come out and admit what's really going on inside of her.
But how do you know this, man? I mean, isn't this just you proffering an opinion?
It's proffering an opinion based upon years and years of observing women in the business that we have, hearing them talk in the checkout line. You know, women and men talk about a lot of stuff in the checkout line. And I guess maybe sometimes they don't think you're listening because you're a checker, but they talk. I've heard women in the checkout line talking about their private lives, talking about their intimate lives with their husbands or the lack thereof, getting very graphic, in fact. I don't know if they know that, you know, our clerks are listening or what. But so as soon as I heard that women were making the complaints that they could see porn movies being shown in cars, I said, aha, okay. I know what's going on here. They're looking over and they see the images of these people coupling on the screen and they're thinking, I wish I had it that good. I mean, it sounds...
Oh, come on, man. I mean, if you're sitting there with a child...
No, I know you don't want your kid to see it, but the real... look, I'm not saying that they don't have concern for their children, but I'm saying the real thing that's bothering them is...
She's looking at some porn movie, and she's thinking, I wish I had it that good.
Maybe those aren't the exact thoughts, but the thoughts are along those lines of, now look what they're, you know, why can't my marriage be like that? And so she's angry.
All right, so she's angry, so what? So she wants to lash out?
Act out, lash out. So she says, I don't want that because my kid could see it.
All right, that's the problem, and you say you have the solution. I'm going to give a number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Robert Greene, the CEO of Fraser Foods, on the real reason why women don't want people looking at pornographic films in their cars. Many people say they don't want the children in their car to see what somebody else is doing. But you say they look at those movies and they're jealous somehow.
Well, I don't know if you call it jealousy, but the women are looking over and they're feeling, you know, they're feeling sad that they see, you know, all of this hot action going on, whatever it is, white on, you know, white on black or so forth, and they wish something like that was going on in their lives. Now, I did say that I had the problem.
But let's talk about the solution.
The solution is very simply this, Phil. If you're a man and you're driving home from work or you're with other men and you've put an adult film in to watch in the car, you obviously are aware that now there is this concern that a woman is going to be driving down the road. She conveniently has her children with her, and so now she gets to say, don't do that. You're bothering my kids. I don't think men need that if they're trying to relax, if they're just trying to get the stress of a day off of them. The iPod is now making a video, and our stores want to join up with iPod so that we can provide for people the iPod video so that you can MP3, download adult film MP3s to watch in your car so that a woman driving down the road with her kid isn't going to look in and see it and start in about how you're bothering her children, you know, when in point of fact she wishes she was that woman in the 3-inch heels, you know. And so here is why, where my experience as a grocer and my experience working with women comes in. And
well, all right, you mentioned your experience working with women, but your solution to the problem, you just articulated, if you're a man and you want to relax...
That's correct, yes.
Then you can get this iPod... It's a new video iPod?
Absolutely.
Okay. And you can download porn into it. Now, I believe I saw a column today, if you forgive me, Bob, for just a moment. I thought I saw a column on San Francisco Gate today. A columnist wrote that, you know, he was being humorous. Here's his great idea for the new iPod video, download porn.
Well, if he wrote that, I can assure you he is most likely probably heard about it because I was talking about it.
Well, this is a columnist writing up in San Francisco.
Well, I can assure you this is an idea that I had, that I discussed at our board meeting.
When did you discuss it?
I really don't want to get into that, Phil, only to tell you that I am sure that the individual who wrote that column, that's not his idea, and most assuredly he heard about it from someone who heard about it from me. But the point that I'm making is...
All right, well, the point you're making, men can get the new iPod video, download MP3 porn into that, and so they can watch that in the car.
Right, and so you can, look, a man wants to relax on his way home from work. He's on his way home to a woman who may have complaints. Why do you want to have to encounter that on your way home, too?
The only thing I'm saying is this. If you are expressing sympathy for women, and or maybe you're not, but you're saying that they object to porn in a car because they look at it and they wish they had that in their marriage.
Well, they wish they had that what's happening on the screen. Not that they wish they had porn.
No, I know, but they wish that what's happening on the screen was happening to them.
Yes. And
you base that opinion on working 25 years in the grocery business?
Well, I mean, you say that like it's no big thing, but...
No, I'm not saying that it's no big thing, but you're basing that on 25 years, being around a lot of female customers.
Absolutely. And I think it's wrong of women to use little kids to say, oh, you know, it's scandalizing my kids. Well, to a degree, they care about the kid, but what they care about more is looking up at a TV screen, seeing a lot of hot, you know, seeing this nonsense that they do in porn movies, you know, the woman, you know, being spanked or whatever, and feeling let down that that's not happening to her.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So women are against porn not so much because it scandalizes children or because it maybe degrades women, because it reminds them of what's not happening in their marriage. And in order for men not to be continually castigated for watching it, the new iPod Video can download adult movies directly into your video so you can watch that privately and not have some woman passing by in her car. Jesus. You know, I'm sorry for laughing, Mr. Green. I apologize, but...
Well, I don't see the joke.
Well, I just... I don't know. I just got an image in my head. Hold on for a minute. I got an image in my head. But you're basically saying that when a woman passes by in her car, she won't see these videos shown inside a man's car and therefore be reminded of what she could have in her marriage. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686.
Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me, Bob Green.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bob Green is with us on the problem of the ever-increasing problem of people looking at adult films in their cars as they're driving along, and these might be seen by women and children. Mr. Green, I want to take some calls, but I want to ask you first, you work in the grocery business. You are the CEO of a major grocery store chain, and you've claimed that you are sympathetic to women.
You know, Phil, I'm sympathetic to women. And by that, I mean I'm sympathetic to women to tell their truthful story. I think it helps women for them to be honest. And when they say that they don't want to see porn in a car that their kids can see, they're not being quite honest. What they're saying really is, you know, it's stirring up things in me that I'd rather not... So I say... As a retail manager, why have to deal with this from a woman? Why don't you get your iPod that you can download, you know, whatever action film that you want to look at?
And see, you're talking to men there.
I'm sorry?
You're talking to men right there.
I am talking to men. And I'm talking to women, too, but my sympathies lie with women.
Yeah, but your sympathy lies with a woman by saying you're not being honest. You see a porn movie on in a car or anywhere, and the reason why you don't like it is because you wish you were that woman doing that, and your marriage is lousy. And here's the solution. Guys, why have this woman bugging you? Just look at the iPod video, download it, and she won't be able to see it.
You know, I don't think I put it quite that way, Phil, if you want to see it that way.
Well, I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Shanette, is it?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to know, if you've been in the retail business for so long, a lot of these customers you're talking about, they're all women, right?
A lot of the customers in my store are females, and most of the people that make the complaints about in-car adult film viewing are women, yes.
But you have had some male complaints?
No, ma'am.
None at all?
No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Are you familiar with these customers, like, maybe on a personal basis, or just kind of know a little bit about their family, their background?
I know enough about women to know that, for instance, I don't
but
know you.
Not women.
I don't know you, but I think
your customers in general, do you know them on, okay, this is a prominent family,
I think it's safe to say that when women see a porno, they're more upset that that woman, it looks more interesting than what's going on at their house, that's all.
Because the question is, I'm a woman, I'm married,
uh-huh.
I have a child on the way.
You watch these movies?
I watch them. I'm not going to watch them out in public in front of anybody.
Yeah, well, you
but
watch them
I will
you
say,
you wish
no,
you
I watch
like
them
that.
Because I watch them because my husband enjoys watching them, and he enjoys me watching them with him.
Uh-huh.
Other than that, I wouldn't watch them. But my sexual life is just fine with my husband.
But
I don't need that to be fulfilled.
You don't want to watch them because they're more interesting. I'm not saying that your life doesn't.
Oh, no.
But they're most more interesting than what's happening with you, right?
Most of those porn. Oh, most of those movies disgust me. There's not even any passion in them. They're just people throwing themselves at each other. I mean, I don't see any love or passion there. So I for sure wouldn't want that in my life at all. But
here's the problem we have. Are you being honest? That's the question that I got to ask myself.
I'm being very honest.
I find it. I just don't like to see women using kids as an excuse to be against porn when they're against it themselves because they probably wish. I'm sure you're very happy, but
yeah.
Isn't the odd woman occasionally she wishes she had a black boyfriend or something like that?
Well, wait a minute, man.
Does your husband? All right, does he like what kind of movies does he like? Because I don't know what you mean.
Are you talking to me? I got lost.
Yes, ma'am, I am. I was just curious as to what kind of movies does your husband watch?
Well, we usually watch the ones that come on pay-per-view. I mean, we don't go to the movie store and buy any or anything, so whatever comes on pay-per-view.
Right, okay, like black on white, light bondage, stuff like that.
Well, wait a minute. This is getting kind of personal.
Come on, you're going to...
Well, porn is porn. I mean, regardless.
You're going to say, I don't want my kid to see it when you don't...
Well, my personal preference in it is that I don't want to see it out in public because more people are more religious stuff. And that stuff is kept private at home. It's not for everybody to view. My child's only three, so if he saw it, it wouldn't matter. He wouldn't know what was going on completely.
Right.
So I don't use that as an excuse. So I think a lot of women are just really offended by it.
Wait a minute. But why? If your kid's okay, then why don't you like it? There's something missing in your own... See, when you see... I don't know. It could be light bondage.
Okay.
It could be some sadomasochism.
Well look at... Can we leave out the light bondage?
Turn it around a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Turn it around a little bit.
Right.
Why are the men having to view it out in public? Why can't they keep it at home?
It relaxes
them.
Why do they
have to view it out in public?
It's just a way to relax on the way home.
Just a way to relax. They're not missing something at home that they have to watch it before they get home to please themselves.
Oh, probably. Without doubt.
Is that why the men pull off in the parking lots?
Wait a minute.
Well, no, the lady asked me, are they missing something at home? Yeah, of course. I mean, every man is missing something at home, but that's just the way it is. We love our wives, and we'll always love our wives, and we will never leave our wives. But, yeah, of course, the sex is never...
Whoa, man. Who are you talking for?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Becky. Mr. Henry doesn't want to be honest about it.
Well, okay, now you're saying that I'm not honest. You're saying Becky's not honest. Or, excuse me, Shanetta isn't honest. And speaking of Becky, I got to take a break. I mean, I got to get to another caller. Shanetta, thank you very much. I don't know who I'm talking to here.
Who is that?
That was Shanetta. Here is Becky. Becky, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. I just wondered, Mr. Green, it sounds like you're such an authority, and I just wondered what your experience with women were besides owning or working at a grocery store, besides being a married man. I think it's kind of a generalization of women in general, and that's the thing I take offense to, is that you're making a statement.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm trying to say that women, I've worked in the retail grocery business for so long, we have so many female customers during the day who do come in with the kids.
Yeah, I heard your earlier conversation, and I was mentioning...
Yellow.
Oh, we lost you, Beck. All right, we'll put her on hold. Maybe she'll come back. Go ahead and finish what you were going to say.
I was going to say, she didn't really finish her question, so I don't know what she was going to ask. So what was I going to say?
Oh, I thought you had a comment.
Yeah, I was going to answer what she was going to say.
All right.
I mean, and she said, I forget what she said, but... what do you know what she said?
She was talking about what's your experience with women?
Well, I don't want to get personal. I've been in the retail business. I've been around a lot of women. I am married. And let's just say, I was single once. And, I got into a little bit of trouble. So I think I know where I'm coming from.
All right. Robert Green, 1-800-449-8686. Women don't like porn because it reminds them what they're not having in their own marriage. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with the CEO of Fraser Foods, Mr. Robert Green. He is attempting a you haven't contacted or established a real promotional commitment from iPod yet, have you?
Not yet, Phil, but we're confident that once they see our advertising and business model, they're going to jump at the chance. We think it's a great way for iPod to expand into the video area by hooking up with servers and, yes, allowing men in their cars to download adult films if they wish to. We feel that, you know, and this idea that you said this guy up in San Francisco had, this is my idea. I don't know.
Well, he wrote about it in his column today, and that's all I'm telling you. You can hash it out with him.
Do you know what this guy's name is?
I had the name of the columnist. Yeah, here it is. His name is Mark Morford. He wrote a very funny column, actually, in SF Gate website.
Well, while you're giving him a lot of play on your show, you're making it sound like I didn't think of this. So
I'm not saying that you didn't think of it. Independent of him, I'm just saying I had read about this. So let's get back to the idea, though, that the reason why we need downloadable adult films to iPods is because men can't drive and look at a porn movie anymore in their car. Someone in the car next to them is going to complain, and it's generally a woman.
That is correct.
All right. Okay. Now, let me ask you a question, Bob. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not married?
No.
All right. Well, you were married, though, right?
Yes, I was.
All right. When you were married and your wife saw porn, would she think that, oh, wow, you know, that's, I don't like it because it reminds me of what I'm not getting in my marriage?
Well, I think you saying that is, you know, it's a little dirty pool. I don't know what your intention is.
Well, I'm simply saying to you that maybe it wasn't right of me to say that.
No, I don't think it was right of you to say that. Whether I was, what my wife thinks has got nothing to do with it. I'm talking about other men's wives. And
why does it have anything to do with it?
Well, it's not about me, is it? It's about what I'm trying to say is...
Well, I'm curious how it feels to you to hear that your own wife might be looking at a porn movie and not liking to see it because it reminds her of the things she isn't getting in her marriage.
You know, I think this is getting a little personal now. I tried to come on your program... I had good faith. But
no, I'm not trying to be personal. I'm just wondering, does it sound like, excuse me, does it sound like something that a man's going to want to hear or that a woman's going to want to hear?
Mr. Hendry, I'm not about what women or men want to hear. I'm here to try to solve a problem. As a man, when I drive home and I have a brand new Cadillac Escalade and I've got full video capability in that Cadillac. Now, I, for whatever reason, sometimes relax by putting in an adult film. And I watch it. If I get pulled over by a cop and he says to me, you shouldn't be watching that adult film, and I'll say, why? Because that woman over there said it's scandalizing her child. The first thing I'm going to say to the cop is, and you believed her, huh? And, of course, the cop will then give me a ticket for, I guess, being a pervert, and also he'll probably make it a pretty tough ticket because I mouthed off to him and said something that he didn't have a comeback for. Now, you can put the iPod in your lap and watch. No one's going to see it. No woman is going to bother you, and no kid is going to be scandalized.
So you watch porn yourself? In the car?
Well, I mean, you're squeezing this information out of me.
Well, I'm simply asking how it feels to hear this because it's such personal information. And you're the CEO of a large grocery chain that women visit, as you say. You're admitting on the air?
Well, somebody had to stand up and say something about it. And, yes, I work with women, and my women, a lot of my women are customers. A lot of the customers are female, I should say. You know, they're going to have to face the facts of life like every woman. Men watch porn.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We lost Becky, but she's back. Go ahead, Becky.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to say that just just a minute ago, you made the point that I had called earlier and was trying to make. Mr. Green is, I believe, he's using this stance when really what he really wants to do, and if he wants to do it for a money-making thing, great, but don't use some kind of moral thing with women as a generalization when, A, he's not even married anymore, and B, he didn't want to talk about his personal life. It had nothing to do with his wife. It has to do with other men's wives.
What does my wife have to do with this? I'm simply trying to solve a problem. The problem is, and I'm not even saying it's you, Becky, there are some women who don't like porn, and they can't be honest about why they don't like it. And they don't like it because it shows them what they don't got, you know, and I'm...
Well, wait a minute, man.
I'm just wondering how Mr. Green came to that conclusion. Was it his vast experience with women? Was it his... Does he have a background in psychology? Or what is... How does he determine that?
I think at the beginning of the program, I indicated that I've worked in the retail grocery business for so long that I've been around a lot of women. And yes, I've dated a few of my customers.
Well, given that same thing,
Yes, I did. I dated... Look, my wife and I separated because I'd had a series of affairs. I will be honest with you. And I will also go further and be honest with you that we separated because my wife had breast cancer.
Why did you separate?
I guess, you know, you could guess.
Oh, God. You know, you're not making yourself look like a very sensitive man.
I don't think Mr. Green really cares about that. I think he should be honest and say, you see an endeavor to make money, and that's great. This is an entrepreneurial society, and I say go for it, but don't use women as a scapegoat if it doesn't go for you because they're against it. I think that's ludicrous.
Well,
I think you should be honest and say, hey, I have an idea, and it makes money. Everybody knows porn is a big money-making industry.
Well,
so what is the
with
thing
all due respect
women
to the lady, well, with all due respect to you, to the lady, I'm going to say what's on my mind right now. You sound a little masculine in how aggressive you are. Do you watch porn?
Okay, that, I want to...
Now, you didn't want to get personal, but you want to ask me a personal thing.
Well, I mean, everybody's getting personal with me.
Do you know why I'm aggressive? Because of what I do for a living. I work with mostly men, and I have for 20 years, and that's how you survive.
Are you a dancer? Are you a dancer?
No, I'm an air traffic controller. As a matter of fact, I have done it for 20 years, and I have been married for 20 years, and I have
I have
a husband who is, from what all I can tell, is very happy. I'm just concerned about what qualifies you. I'm stymied by the fact that you think you're so qualified because you dated women. I think that's probably would be most men.
Well, I mean, come on. Most men? You'd be surprised.
Most men dated women before they got married. I mean, that's kind of silly.
Well, before they got married, but not most men. Most men, I'm going to tell you something, Becky, and forgive me, but most men, what they know is their right hand. That's what most men know. I mean, I don't know.
Okay, can we clean this up a little bit? Because you got a lady on the line here. And
well, she's a lady, but she's by her own admission. She's a little masculine. So
now that was your statement, actually. You said I was aggressive, and
well,
I said I'm aggressive because the work I do.
You have
I'm a take charge person. That's what I do.
I know,
but that's why I'm calling you tonight because I think that it's actually it's really humorous. I had to say I laughed. I thought this has got to be a joke because this guy who could take this guy seriously.
Ma'am, what is a joke about teaming up with iPod, getting downloadable MP3 adult films?
All right, well, let's talk about that because
I don't have a joke with it, and I don't think there's anything wrong
right.
with it. My point is why are you using women as the this could hold you up factor when really what you're looking at is you want to
every time a guy gets a ticket for looking at a little black on white or a threesome or something on you know an action film, it's a woman who told a cop and squealed on him. I'm trying to say
and squealed on him. You every time you talk,
would you mind not interrupting me while I finish?
Every time you talk, you get more insensitive.
Would you mind not interrupting me while I finish?
Mr. Green, you may have gotten a ticket because you were not, it's like being on the cell phone in busy traffic and you're driving. You weren't paying attention to the road. You were watching the film. That's probably why you got the ticket, I'm guessing. I'm not
well,
a policeman,
Becky,
I don't know.
I appreciate you because you work with men, so you understand men. But
yes, I do.
Work,
I think I do.
All right. I work around women, but you won't, you see, you give me ashes to have for lunch.
Well, what are you
Pardon
saying?
Me?
You're not giving me the same respect. You work around men, And I give you the credit of knowing men. I see these women coming to my grocery store all the time, and you won't give me the credit of knowing them.
No, the difference is I'm saying you may know them, but you can't make a generalization. I don't see how that's like saying all people with blonde hair.
Do you know the guys
like chocolate?
Do you know the guys like porn? Yes or no?
It's like silly. Some men do.
All right, and some women look at pornographic movies and say, "Man, I wish I had just a little bit of that in my life."
Oh come on, man! Now
maybe
what,
they do. I don't know.
You know,
I'm not.
I want to say to the lady, I respect her. I think she's intelligent. She's been fair with me. She's got a beautiful voice, by the way. And you sound very attractive. This very lucky guy in your life. 20 years, huh?
20 years.
All right, I want to ask you
a question. I just think you should just... I
want to ask you a question. Do you guys watch, those movies together?
No. No, we don't. But my whole point is
I'm
that
say
I just
this.
Don't
I would
think
love
you
to
should...
go away for a weekend to Mexico with you. And...
Will you shut up, please?
Yeah, he's becoming even more ridiculous. I just wanted to say that I just don't think that... Don't use women in general as some kind of scapegoat for whatever it is that your hang-up is with that, because I don't think that's fair. I don't
have a hang-up with women.
Men.
I've got very peculiar tastes in what I find
That's personal, and that's you. That's what I'm saying, that every person
right.
is different.
And
you can't make a statement like that.
Do you wear heels at work?
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Becky.
Yeah,
thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Nice
the first attractive woman you've had on the air tonight. Thanks a lot, Phil.
Thank you, Becky. Nice talking with you. Boy, I bet you're really going to get the customer base up there at Fraser Foods.
What are you doing? I got my game going, and you give me, I feel like I'm walking into a pay stall just to get some satisfaction.
God! I got my game going. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry. Drug addict. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Mr. Green.
Robert Green, we thank you, sir, for being on our program. I can only tell you that I think in trying to do something with iPod on their new video, maybe a tie-in with iPod would be best accomplished, not using adult films as your, as your medium.
Phil, as I've often said, when I'm in your program or I'm talking to other media, I got a little thing that I like to say. It's something I made up. You stick to your business, I'll stick to mine. Okay?
That you made up, huh?
Obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but...
why are you getting hostile for?
Because I feel you treated me unfairly. And I feel I was working my game with that woman.
What does that mean, you're working your game? She's a married woman, 20 years.
Look, Mr. Hendry, I will quote for you one of the greatest lines ever spoken in a film. It was spoken by John Huston in the movie Chinatown. You and I both know that given the right time and the right place, a woman is capable of anything. Now,
thanks a lot for being on our show.
Oh yeah, hang up on me, and then come in and ask if you can get some free bananas like you do every week.
I never do that.
You're a lying sack. I'm here to tell all of your listeners, Hendry comes in for his free bananas, and God knows what he does with them.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Hendry comes in for his free bananas every week. I don't even like bananas. Well, I like them. I like to slice them up on the cornflakes.
Jeez.
What are you talking about?
Slice them up in a cornflake? Are you crazy?
That's what they used to do. That's how they advertise cornflakes. You slice up bananas on them.
That's the gayest thing I ever heard in my life.
Well, dude, that's what they used to do. Thank you, Mr. Green. Good luck with those iPod videos. But I'm telling you right now, I read the whole thing in San Francisco Gate. This guy, Mark Morford, says that, with the iPod video, go ahead, man, and hook up with all the servers. And, brother, you are there. You got your porn in the car while you're driving, paying attention to that and not the back end of some guy's car in front of you. And the next thing you know, your nose is bloody as your face goes through your steering wheel. All right. All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So I was talking to Mark. I had this conversation. I picked my daughter up from school today, which was that interesting, because they're having the festival this weekend. If you know anything about Catholic schools, they always got a festival going on, man. Every year they got to have a festival. What is that? Well, they hire a carnival outfit that comes in with roller coasters like a Ferris wheel. And in the men's club, they have their booth, and you can go in and get yourself a cigar and a glass of beer and, throw a ball at a guy or something, And so this weekend, because they got all these rides and stuff on the school, I got to take some big long, you got to pick me up and pick me up at 12:30 because it's half day, but you can't come in the front way. You have to go around the back, and then Mrs. So-and-so will be there. And if you're not on time, then she'll.
Yeah.
So I pull in, I pick up my daughter, and naturally we have to go to McDonald's. So while we're there, we're chatting. And she says to me, she looks up from her large fries. Girls, man, I'm telling you, this is my daughter. Chicken strips and French fries, or Big Mac or French fries. She looks up, she says, traffic is increasing in the country 7% every year. That means by the time I'm 40, you won't even be able to, the roads will be clogged. And I go, by the time you're 40, we had better be on our knees praying that there's no more cars, man. Well, I'm sure. How's that going to happen? I said, well, hopefully we'll have like rail traffic, and like the monorail at Disneyland, but probably not. Probably there'll be a nuclear war before that, and it'll all be destroyed. She goes, huh? And she went back to eating her fries and looking at a little, Monopoly game that they give you. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.